Stuttering is normal. You go out to eat with everybody, you go to the bar, maybe after the workshop you do, whatever it is that you're doing, stuttering is normal. And I remember the first time I came to a conference, that just completely blew my mind of how something that I'd struggled with my whole life was actually really, truly, honestly okay.
Stuttering is Normal with Ruben Schuff, today on Stutter Talk. Hey everyone, welcome to StutterTalk.com, episode 343, recorded and published Thursday, July 5th, 2012. I'd like to welcome to the show returning conqueror, Ruben Schuff. How's it going, Ruben?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Peter?
I am very happy. I am in North Carolina, and I just gave my beautiful newborn baby girl back to my wife so I could speak to you. And can you tell the listeners out in Stutter Talk land where you are right now?
I am in St. Petersburg, Florida at the National Stuttering Association Annual Conference.
And it's their 29th annual conference. I believe it's running from July 4th through the 8th, so it's still going on. For people who want to check it out, just go to the National Stuttering Association's website, westutter.org, to learn more about the conference. Ruben Schuff is an aerospace engineer and works in the aerospace and defense industry. Ruben founded with Rita Thurman a Teens Who Stutter, that's TWIST, chapter of the National Stuttering Association in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Ruben has also been a past local chapter leader of the National Stuttering Association. So Ruben, you spent your July 4th at the NSA's conference. What was it like to be in a hotel full of stutterers?
It's always an amazing experience to have. This is my fifth conference, Peter, and just the environment that you get to be in from the first time that you walk in the hotel throughout the 4 days of the conference, it's a really amazing feeling that I don't think any other time during the year replaces it.
Ruben, I know it's early in the conference. It's 8:15 a.m. on Thursday, right before the second day's workshops begin. Have there been any highlights so far? Have you had any conversations or heard any stories that you'd like to share with the Stutter Talk listeners?
I think the most special highlights that come to my mind are just the personal ones of getting to catch up with friends that you haven't seen in the past year. Even though you maybe haven't kept up that well over the past year, as soon as you see the people that you've been with in past conferences, it's automatically like you're catching up with an old friend.
Hmm. Listeners know who've heard you on Stutter Talk two times recently that you're someone who's become very open about your stuttering. You face it head on. For the most part, you're not avoiding stuttering. You're stuttering openly at work. For somebody like you, what does going to the NSA's annual conference do for you?
Well, it's twofold now. For the past couple of years, I've been involved in the workshops as a presenter now. So I feel like I'm able to give something back to the organization and be be a supporter of it. And it's also, as I was saying before, a magical kind of a place in a way where even though we've gotten pretty open and accepting of stuttering in our daily lives, being at an SA with 600, 700, 800 people who all stutter just kind of captures that acceptance and crystallizes it every year. I was talking to one of my friends last night, and I was saying how I wish I could take in SA conferences and bottle them up so I could take them out in little small doses over the year as I felt like I needed a little boost.
I just felt chills when you said that, and I just wanted to share that with the listeners because you do want to take a piece of that home. And even though I'm not there this year, just speaking to you, I get that feeling that stuttering is okay. I mean, I know it's okay where you are now in St. Petersburg, Florida, and that makes it okay here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And even though I know that logically, I need to be reminded of it every year.
Yeah, it's one thing to know it, to understand it, to try to live it, but then it really helps to just have that huge reinforcement that brings it out in a super powerful way, I think.
Yeah. This is Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Reitzis speaking with Ruben Schaff, and let us hear from you. If you want to make a comment, join the conversation, go to the Stutter Talk podcast Facebook page, which has been getting a lot of action recently, or send us an email, stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. Ruben, are you presenting this year?
The first one I'm doing is a workshop talking about advertising, and then after that there's a careers panel that I'm part of with the 20-somethings group. There's five of us on that panel. A couple of them have done episodes on Stutter Talk as well, I think. And then the third one, I'm part of a panel where we're talking about avoidance reduction therapy and the notion of stuttering versus struggling.
So, Ruben, we've talked many times on Stutter Talk about the importance of advertising and telling or showing people in some way that you stutter. So let's jump to your second workshop, the Career Panels workshop. What's going to be going on there?
It's going to be more of a discussion format than anything else. We've got such a broad range of people from different backgrounds and careers. I'm speaking from the engineering side of things, but we've got government civil service represented. We've got healthcare. We've got advertising, and we've got an SLP on the panel as well, so I'm really excited for everybody to tell what their stories are and to be able to answer questions from the group who comes to the workshop.
One of Vistutter Talk hosts, Roisin McManus, is starting to do a series on careers. So I don't want to speak for her, but my understanding is that she really wants to speak to people who stutter, who have really pursued their passions and their interests and are doing so while stuttering openly. Is that something that we're going to see at your workshop?
I think it probably will. Roisin's on the panel for that workshop, so I think it's a safe bet that we'll get to talk about that.
I should have guessed that she'd be on that panel. I actually didn't know that until you just said it. that is terrific. So the avoidance reduction workshop, are you doing that with Vivian Siskin?
Yeah. Vivian and I think it's 12 of her clients this year, myself included, are presenting on the avoidance reduction therapy approach.
Could you let the listeners know what is the whole point of avoidance reduction?
What we're really focusing on with the workshop this year is the concept of struggling versus stuttering and being accepting of the stuttering, but making changes and choices to reduce the struggling aspect and improve communication as a whole.
I love these semantic ways of thinking about stuttering, at least when they're smart. And that sounds really smart. I really like that. I wish I could attend that workshop.
I think sometimes the way we frame things is really important to how we think about them and what we're able to do.
I totally agree. And I think you're absolutely right. And learning to think about and to pick apart stuttering in different ways has helped me a lot actually change how I approach stuttering and how I approach avoidance or reducing avoidance or avoidance reduction or avoiding avoidance and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all great stuff.
So this is Stutter Talk with Ruben Schuff. Thank you for speaking to us before you run out to a day full of workshops and fun. So for people who have never attended the NSA and who might be within driving distance, what's the reason that a first-timer should hop in their car and go on down to the conference or someone who could be a first-timer?
There's all kinds of things that we can talk about and we can try to teach, and local chapters do a fantastic job, but there's something very powerful in being with 600 people who stutter and being in a place where stuttering is normal. It's not something strange. You go out to eat with everybody. You go to the bar maybe after the workshop. You do whatever it is that you're doing. And stuttering is normal.
Mm.
And I remember the first time I came to a conference, that just completely blew my mind of how something that I'd struggled with my whole life was actually really, truly, honestly okay. And I could see that. I could actually see that in a way at NSA that I just couldn't ever see before. And I think for a lot of first-timers, that can be a really powerful thing.
Okay. You just gave us a great title for this episode, something like Where Stuttering is Normal. It's so very important. Yeah. So you said 600 people. There may even be 700-plus people at this year's conference. And, of course, we're speaking about the annual National Stuttering Association conference being held this year in St. Petersburg, Florida. And Ruben Schuff is there right now and being kind enough to speak to us today about his experiences. So aside from your own workshops, Ruben, what's one or two workshops or presentations you're looking forward to?
This year I'm actually involved with some of the more SLP focused workshops. Even though I'm not an SLP and not aspiring to be, learning more about the technical aspects of stuttering and speech therapy and the way SLPs are treating it is something I'm very interested in. And there's a series of workshops for the SLPs that an essay put together this year, and I'm going to most of those. The two workshops today are on counseling skills and cognitive behavioral therapy, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully learning more about those areas.
I don't have the brochure in front of me, but is the counseling skills being led by David Luderman or somebody else?
Yeah, David Luderman is doing counseling, and Lisa Scott is doing cognitive behavioral therapy.
Wow, so that's just great. So if you go to the NSA conference, you're surrounded by hundreds of stutterers and the leading professionals in the field who are trying to help people and families deal with stuttering. So, man, it's a great place to be right now. So, Ruben, last question to ask you. Sometimes, well, first of all, the overwhelming majority of the stuff that goes on at the NSA is just amazing. And every now and then there's a workshop or presenter that sort of rubs some people the wrong way. Have you seen any of that going on? Are there any people there presenting on things that you just think, oh, I can't get with that?
Nothing that jumps to my mind that I've seen this year. There's of course been examples in the past of things that I disagree with, perhaps, or somebody else disagrees with. But I think it's good the NSA gives an open forum for people coming with an honest viewpoint that they want to present, and they don't censor what gets said to be sure it's in line with one particular viewpoint. And I think that's good.
I think you're making great points, and just as a little disclaimer here, neither one of us is speaking for the NSA, so I'm not exactly sure which workshops they accept and reject and which workshops are invited presenters or not, but they do a good job, and they do a great job, and in the past they have had some workshops or presenters that, as I said, rub people the wrong way, but you, not all people, of course, just some people, but you do look at it in a very positive way, which is there's a lot of different views out there. And when you go to an NSA conference, you might come across views that you're not accustomed to or that you don't agree with. Yeah, please.
I think some controversy can be helpful and uplifting and add to the discussion.
I totally agree. And let me leave with this note. Last night when I was editing the podcast with Sarah Nafri, who just did a great job, and she opened up this series of daily episodes, and Stutter Talk does hope to bring the listeners daily episodes during this National Stuttering Association conference. I had my Facebook page open, and people were posting pictures from the conference of room parties, and, you know, 40 people stuffed in a room having a ball. Were you involved in any of those good times last night?
I perhaps was. I don't think I was in the particular picture that you're talking about, but there's probably some others out there.
Yeah.
We definitely have a good time here, and we love being with each other so much that we refuse to go back to our rooms and rest until the last possible hour. It's really impressive. I don't know if the hotel is used to hosting a group that seems to have this much energy.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of sleep going on at the NSA conference, but there's a lot of time to catch up on your sleep after the conference.
There will be.
Well, Reuben Schuff, co-leader of a Teens Who Stutter chapter in North Carolina, thanks again for joining us on Stutter Talk, and I can't wait to get you back on the show.